Olympics 2008 from Guardian.co.uk.
This is Ian Pryor in Beijing on day 13 of the Olympic Games. Another British medal this morning, again in the open water swimming, where it's been a really good games for Britain following Kerry-Anne Payne and Cassie Patton silver and bronze yesterday. Today was David Davies in the men's event, and again, just like yesterday, he looked like winning for an awful long period before being overhauled in the final straight by the Dutchman, Maarten van der Weyden. Davies gave it pretty much everything he had to the point where he almost collapsed afterwards and needed treatment by paramedics. He described himself as a bit delirious at the end, but he's fine. We were expecting another medal this morning in the BMX, but it's been pouring with rain here in Beijing today, and Sinead Reid has had to wait until tomorrow when that event will resume. Last night at the track, another extraordinary performance by Usain Bolt. Possibly the first time in these games we've seen the man really run. He broke what everyone thought would have been one of the longer-lasting records, breaking Michael Johnson's 1932 world record by 0.2 of a second. Johnson set that record in Atlanta in 1996, but as Bolt showed, he's redefining sprinting here to add to his kind of world record in the 100 metres. It's not all good news for him, though. He's had criticism from Jack Rugger, the president of the IOC, this morning, who says he must show more respect to his opponents. This is in reference to the showboating that has both preceded and come after most of his races. Also with the track last night, a really good result for Britain's Tasha Danvers in the final of the women's 400-metre hurdles. She came in with a bronze medal, but it was a really unexpected one. She's had a terrible year, suffering illness and injury. Her blood cell count was really low. This was another British medal out of almost nowhere. Tonight, we're looking forward to Phillips Adow on the track. He's the favourite in the men's triple jump. For once, for Phillips Adow, he's really looked on form in the major championships. There's very high hopes for him. A quick word on the medals table. Britain's still third this morning with 16 gold, 11 silver and 11 bronze. First and second are pretty much uncatchable. That's going to be China and the US. But the big challenge to Britain over the next few days is going to be Russia, who tend to have a greater spread of events in which they can get medals. But Britain already has three more guaranteed in the boxing, where three fighters have made it through to the semi-finals, which means they get bronze regardless of what happens.
For the best coverage of the 2008 Games, go to guardian.co.uk/Olympics.